men and churches, and it's articulated in creeds and doctrinal statements and books and things like that. These guys don't want anything to do with that. They want the freedom to shape their own Christianity to suit their own whims.
A few years ago, it's probably been 15 years ago, so this was before there was ever any idea of the emerging church on any kind of wide scale. You wrote an article called What Does It Mean to Me?, where you critiqued the common practice of people in Bible studies to sit in a living room full of people and just go around the room and each person says, what does this verse mean to me? You critiqued that trend. Doesn't it seem that the emerging church is actually just the institutionalization of that methodology? That's what the...
I guess with the exception that we don't know what it means, so maybe we should say this: the emerging church is what I think this might mean to me.
Remove all the dogmatism from it. Is this? Do you think this is another fad that will quickly go away, or what do you think the long-term ramifications?
It has nothing to do with the Bible. It has nothing to do with the true church. It has nothing to do with real Christianity. It has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, and therefore it has nothing to do with God. Is that a fad? Sure, it's a fad. It's just more pop religion. Does that mean that these people, none of them are Christians? I think there are probably some people in here, in this kind of movement, who may be Christians, who are seduced by this in their ignorance. They are the children tossed to and fro, carried about by every blowing wind of doctrine, which is a terrible situation. And then to elevate that as if that's real spiritual nobility is sad. But I think it is faddish, because postmodernism is faddish. It'll have a short shelf life, shorter than ever, because everything exhausts itself faster in an explosive media environment. Mm-hmm. Because you run everything to its limit, you exhaust every option faster. You got thousands of years of pre-modernism, hundreds of years of modernism, maybe a few years of postmodernism, and I don't know what is going to come next.
Maybe the Lord will return.
Yeah.
In fact, as you look towards the future, just the past generation or so, the evangelical movement, particularly in America, but really worldwide, has been ravaged by a series of these fads, the seeker-sensitive movement and all the various fads like purpose-driven books and Jabez books.
And what's in common with all these, Phil? What's in common with all these is the downplaying, if not the absolute disappearance of theology. That's what's common to all of them. Whether you're talking about the Willow Creek, which is the secret thing, back up one generation to Schuller, or back up one generation.